Lord, you have been so very kind and solicitous over your heart dwellers, and we pour out our praise and thanksgiving to you for it all. You said this to us not very long ago. Heart dwellers, you are most unique among my Christian people. You have the scriptures, the saints, especially the express corridor to holiness in the example of Saint Francis, who lived every day in great divine intimacy. You have my mother, who adores you, and all of me, body, soul, and spirit, complete in the host that you receive, plus the secret place in my heart when you practice dwelling prayer. Draw on me in great faith, and I shall supply your need. You indeed are blessed. You have it all. Please help us to continually review and make use of all the precious messages, truths, gifts, and promises you have given to us over the past 6 years, so that we may make them truly a part of our thinking, being, and daily life. Amen. My dear heart dwellers, the Lord has asked me to compose a reminder for us all, especially in the face of this spreading plague of the coronavirus, of how very, very important putting on our spiritual armor is. Disease comes from the demons, and if we are not utilizing the protections the Lord Himself has given us, we will be wide open for anything they choose to send to us. One of our dear heart dwellers now lives with me, one who has been given the gift of discernment of spirits. And what she is seeing and not seeing, as we are in prayer together over the heart dwellers and those who write to us with their prayer requests, had become quite alarming. So few are putting this armor on, and some who are and have advanced with the Lord to a point where their armor should be closely fitted to them and unique, we are finding that the fit is certainly not what it must be. There is a reason for this, He has shown us, and this is part of what I would like to share with you. No one but Jesus can assess where you are on the mountain of holiness with Him, so you will have to ask Him to show you specifically what He has prepared for you. But as in all things, as we grow, advance, learn, and draw nearer to Him, the way we pray and ask for even the most basic of things, like our armor, must grow with us. Some of you may remember that I posted a prayer example of how I put on my own armor of God back in November of 2017. I gave it to the channel then as a guide, but not a prayer to be simply prayed through word for word. No, dear ones, this was just a template to be used and changed and drawn into your very being as He leads you. I recently wrote to a friend about this and told them, you know, putting on my armor has never been reading it off that sheet of paper. No, it's a very, very special, intimate time I spend with the Lord, every day. He stands in front of me. My guardian angel Emmanuel holds each piece, and then I start asking for them. I talk to Him all the way through it. If my thoughts are all tangled up, I turn to Mary, who is always there, and ask her, please untangle my thoughts for me. I ask Holy Spirit to walk through the last 24 hours with me and find and show me anything I need to repent of, and then to wash me of it all until I am clean, every seed taken from my garden, anything removed the enemy has planted or sent into me that will separate me from him, in impurity of any sort. Then I am ready to be encased with a breastplate of being right with Him. I have a cloak they then put on me. It started to be a cloak of faith because I wanted to have more faith. One day I was asking for this, and someone came along holding it out for me to put on. Over the months, as I was asking for more and more things I was lacking, someone else would show up and add it to my cloak. It's all very unique and intimately woven for me. This process of asking for these things can literally change here and there every day. And He is often giving me new pieces. I was fiercely battling fear again The demons were trying to work their way back in. Fear has been a huge enemy against me all of my life, and I wanted no part of it again. I had been asking for extra help for a few weeks, and one day someone showed up with a collar of no fear. It's like those big cape-like collars that would be attached to the neck of a cloak and hangs down to the elbows. I just wanted to make that all very clear. In fact, we are finding a lot of people don't know what to do, how to do it, or aren't doing it at all. You may also remember that, back in January of 2019, Jesus prompted me to write a series of teachings about each piece of the armor, so that you would have more understanding of the purpose and intent of each piece. I had been going with Holy Spirit into dungeons. That's another whole matter I won't go into here. And learning how to fight the demons with the swords he'd been giving us. Here he taught me how each sword could be used, and even how the swords could join and become even more powerful. My friend and I have been praying together for several years now, helping others to have spiritual weapons and the sicknesses they bring removed and healed. But it seems that with this last 5-year extension, everything got harder. The attacks are stronger, the weapons sent from the enemy are stronger, and there is a greater variety of them. As we pray, the Lord shows just what had happened in the Spirit, and usually He removes it all. But lately, Holy Spirit began to open to us the knowledge that people were not even putting on the armor given to protect them. They were not sending out and utilizing the swords each day throughout their angelic globes of protection. And at times he wouldn't remove the weapons because he was calling them to deeper intimacy with him. He has been trying to get our attention, dear ones. As with dwelling prayer, he wants this outfitting of ourselves to be a close, intimate time with him, learning how to ask and then receive not only the bare essentials of armor, but also additions specifically tailored to us. He wants us to be recognizing the desire or need in ourselves for the virtues we are lacking in. More patience, more compassion, a better hold on truth, and so on. And then to be asking for and receiving cloaks and other gifts and graces that would give us just those things we have asked for. All of us must advance in these things, so that we can then help teach and take care of those we love who do not yet know how. As we advance further and further into this time of extension, the devils and evil in the world are growing as well. More and more devils are being released through CERN and other sources every day, and we literally walk through a sea of devils everywhere we go now. They are constantly devising new kinds of weapons to throw at us, and we really need to take advantage of all the protection the Lord has given to us. It's now become a need, even more so than ever before. As Jesus and I talked about this situation, he helped me form a simile in my mind to help us all grasp the path prayer should take in our lives. Life here is like a school. We are here on earth to learn about God and our path in this world and follow it. We need to infuse our minds and lives with that learning until it is a virtual part of us and our thinking, both for His glory and the sake of all the other souls that He loves and wants to come back home to Him. Think of the multiplication table. We reach a certain grade in school, and we are given this guide sheet of numbers, and then told to memorize it. Why, we think to our little selves. The teacher cannot explain it to us at this stage in school, but simply asks that we do as told, if we are faithful and obedient, and learn it all by heart, instead of constantly having to go back to the paper to just find the answers. It becomes a functional part of us. Then we can advance into higher math learning and have that part firmly seated in our minds, so we don't have to keep going back to the beginning and drawing out that sheet again. We go to the store, knowing that we want to buy 6 bags of apples for some reason, and can swiftly calculate how much it's going to cost us, so we don't have to rely on someone else to figure it out for us, like a calculator, or a nearby friend. So it is with prayer. Jesus didn't carry around a Bible so he and the disciples could sing the Psalms. No, they were taught them by heart as children, so that as they grew, these prayers were more than words. They were an intimate conversation with their God. St. Patrick came to my table a few weeks ago, and we were talking about prayer. And during that talk, he had this to say to me: "You have received an intimate understanding of prayer, though still limited as to the realness and aliveness of all things from heaven, little dove. You are seeking this, the dance, the interplay that is so intimately entwining you to our beloved. The understanding that prayers are things, not just words. The words are real, not just things to be spoken. The dance, little one, the beautiful entwined dance of love that fuels everything you do, everything you think, even everything you will feel in time. The Lord told me long ago that words are actual things in the world of the Spirit, and that someday soon he will teach me more about this." St. Peter then came to my prayer table a few days later, and he had this to say: "I wanted to give you something, little warrior. The devils have been playing heyday over your tongue and making you thirsty. It's part of a specific offering he has given me to carry just now. He has given me something for you to pray when this becomes too heavy a burden. And you smile at me now with some wonder. Pray," she thinks, "a written prayer. No, beloved of our Lord, a prayer of the heart set in your own words, attached to your own heart through the Father. You can attach many there, lovely one. So, I will tell you, attach to your heart, along with the other two you know of, something on the order of, 'Father, grant me the forbearance to withstand all the devils throw on me to suffer now, for the glory of God, for the display of his glory over the dark kingdom. The victory is mine with the Lord.' And then this your heart shall say with every beat. Write it down separately until you have absorbed the intent, lovely one. It is so pleasing to him that you understand this. The concept of learning, absorbing, and then living a prayer, as Patrick spoke, it is a dance with the God of eternity. You do well, little one. The last thing Jesus would like to show you is about the fit of our armor. When we first begin to pray it on, we are issued rather a general one-size-fits-all outfit, just like if you joined the armed forces. The basic uniform is enough for now. But as you move through the ranks of service, you are then issued other parts to that uniform. Awards, a different hat, maybe a special Kevlar vest. You have invested your life into this service now, and the cut of the uniform and the pieces become appropriate to who you are becoming in that service. They become unique to you. It is just the same way with our armor. We get the basic protections at first, but as we are called more and more into spiritual warfare, and there is no Christian these days that can afford not to know the basics at the very least, as we embrace this with Jesus himself doing the designing of it, we will have protection specifically designed for us. As you have climbed higher with him on the mountain of holiness, Jesus wants to outfit us with our uniform, given uniquely to us. And that takes spending intimate time with him to learn just what should be. I'll give you the bare basics of what I receive from him now, just as an example of how personal it is with me. I will remind you that I have had my spiritual eyes covered for now, so don't worry if you cannot yet see him. I don't either. I just know that he's there, doing as I ask. He will give me flashes at times of what's happening, and when a new part or cloak is given to me, I always hear the person giving it, and their instructions or descriptions of it, so I know what it is doing. The first thing I do in the morning, the very first thing, is get comfortable and reach out to my Jesus. I literally say, Good morning, my beloved. Because I know he has been there beside me all night long, waiting to wake me up for my day. I greet Mary, Papa God, and Holy Spirit in the same way. I greet my guardian angel and thank him for watching over me all night long. There are several saints that speak to me frequently now, and I greet each one of them and thank them for their prayers. Then I turn to Jesus and Emmanuel, and I ask them to please help me put on my armor. I ask for my helmet first, and we speak of whatever I need more strength and help with. I do it first so that my mind is now clear to hear what Holy Spirit will show me needs to be repented of. I go through that repentance with him and ask to be made holy before him. That is, separating myself from the influence of the world, the devils, and my own flesh. Once I am declared washed and clean again, I continue to ask for the rest of the armor pieces. We talk about them at times, how I would like this or that to be added, please, or strengthened. Now I ask for the unique cloak that has been assembled for me over the months. It currently has 9 parts to it. The gift of another entire cloak was given to me not long ago, and this fuses to the first one. These are all virtues that I long to be stronger in, and I'll tell you, I can absolutely feel the difference in me with this cloak on. When I pick up the shield of faith, for me, this is a bonding of myself to Jesus by faith. I literally wrap the shield around both of us, forming a tower of faith with he and I inside. The swords are drawn next, all 3. I ask they be infused with all the power heaven will grant to them, and they be sent out everywhere within the angelic globe of protection that Jesus has given us. I ask they be self-replicating and sent anywhere needed, for the angels around us know far better how, when, and why they will be used. I fuse the 3 into 1 blade, the Dragon Slayer, and send it out in the same way. There is so much more detail in this process between Jesus and me. It's so important and intimate for us to share. And I never rush through it, unless he directs me to speak it more simply, because there are other things he wants to do in the morning with me. This process can take anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour and a half. I've talked long, my Jesus. Do you have anything else to share with us? Jesus began, My dearest heart dwellers, long I have yearned to make these things more important to your minds. You are living in the end of the end days, and to walk about without the very powerful protections that I have given you is pure foolishness. Come to me, work with me on this most precious gift I have given to my people. The armor will not fully protect those who are simply reading a prayer from a paper. It must be tailor-fitted to you, uniquely. You are unique, my people, and I have finely crafted not only armor, but cloaks and shields and weapons of warfare, specifically to be used in your own role in this world. Each of you, my beautiful ones, are precious souls, born specifically for this time in the history of man. Each has a beautiful and unique role to play in my kingdom. Each is a shining thread being woven into the grand tapestry I weave. But if you are not growing with me intimately, you will not only miss your calling, you leave yourselves open to great spiritual damage. Many of you are following me closely, and to you I give my deepest gratitude. But there are those who have forgotten so much of the messages already given you. You treat them like the daily news. Once read, you can put it away and look for the next one. No, no, my children. You now have a grand treasury of teachings from me. Use them. Ask me to direct you to the perfect one for your day from the website. Make use of the random rhemas and messages. If you cannot yet hear me, there is a problem. Find it. I have given you one particular message that I will have Carol post at the end of this one that outlines the reasons we are not yet connecting. Is it important to you? Am I the most important person and thing in your lives? Do you want me as much as I yearn for you? I will remind you, I am not an easy catch. You must be willing to give up much in your lives for me. But what more could you gain in this world that could mean anything more to your eternity than me? We are advancing deeper and deeper into this wilderness of life on the planet now. More will be allowed by my Father to come on the earth. This is a very unique period of time that has been extended to the world, my precious heart dwellers. I long for you to advance into holiness with me, so that I may give to you the greater gifts. But they cannot be given to those who cannot be faithful with the little things, the things I have already given to you. You need me to protect you from all that is coming, not your governments, not doctors, not even the military and our Donald Trump. First and foremost, you need me. That means armor on, swords well learned, obedience to my known will. These must be your first order of business of the day. You will soon not be able to handle the rest of your day if you have not spent significant time with me in these things. Protection, prayer, intimate time with me. They will be a must, or my people, you will not be able to stand against the enemy. Come, my people, I love you all so dearly. I long for you to look for me first thing in your day, as the dearly loved spouse I am to you. Spend that time with me without fail, and you will see the vast changes I will make in your lives. I love you all so tenderly, as a bridegroom waiting for his new bride. Come, my beloveds, come. And I will end by saying that I have posted two messages that he's given us, each showed to me, that are very good to review if you cannot hear him still. Hearing him and learning to work with Holy Spirit and begin speaking in tongues, I just can't tell you how important these are to our lives right now. The Lord love and bless you now, heart dwellers.